Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, first-time callers on Biden saying Obama will act executively to take your guns. And it'll be some little executive order, I predict, that does a few unconstitutional things to set the precedent so people don't fight it too hard. And then there'll be another mass shooting that they stage or allow to happen or wind up. What I call a wind-up toy, get a mentally ill person, profile them, and send them out. Because instead of engaging in classic mind control, total programming, it's better just to find unstable people that you can, quote, wind up. Provocateur. And we played that video earlier. We've been playing it again for first-time callers, again, who'd like to respond to what's been happening and how serious our straits are. It's 800-259-9231. And again, ladies and gentlemen, bear with me. I had the worst cedar fever. They call them cedars. They're really junipers, an invasive species. It's called cedar fever in Austin. About half the city has it. The longer you live here, the worse it gets. My grandmother's almost 90 and has it now, never had it before. I think GMO helps trigger it. I try to stay away from GMO, but I'm not somebody who ever really goes to the doctor. And there's a bunch of different alternative health care serums you can take before the cedar season starts. People send me emails or comments saying, well, it's the winter. Why are you saying you have pollen problems? It's a type of horrid little evergreen that, I only say that because I'm about to have a coughing fit. I've been coughing so much my ribs hurt, you know what I'm talking about? I feel like somebody took my lungs out and beat them with a rubber mallet. But please don't call in about that. The point is, I guess if you want, you could send a show tips, what's worked for you with it. But I'm about to go on the serums. Hell, I'll go to a medical doctor, allergist, and get shots of the stuff. I mean, I've got. Because, you know, usually it's just a little bit of a headache and sniffles and eyes watering. This is like full on 3 weeks of feeling like that's one reason I was so mean to Pierce. Because I could barely breathe when I flew to New York. When I was on that airplane, it made it worse, I guess, because lower oxygen levels. Excuse me. Just have the coughing fit right here on air. I was coughing so hard last night I couldn't go to bed till about 2 in the morning, and though I hadn't had any sleep in 2 days. Anyways, pray for my little pink lungs. I'll be fine after we go to break. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can read all the executive order news and the death threats and calls for my death and discussions of my children dying on CNN. These are such scum. They love manipulating humanity. I just want humanity to awaken and be empowered. They want to keep you stupid so they can control you. They are the scum of the earth. Biden says Obama used executive action to restrict the Second Amendment. Kids visiting Disney World to be tracked by magical RFID wristbands. Piers Morgan and guests discuss shooting Alex Jones. Alex Jones challenges Piers Morgan to a moderated debate. I'll still go on his show if he wants again. Absolutely, I'm ready. And continuing here, Sacramento Airport does about face on kicking out TSA. We got some more bad news here from Activist Post, and it's got links to the local newspapers. We broke this story, but the Rutherford Institute got a hold of it. Every time they do that with our listeners, we never were able to get them back on again, but that's fine. Texas judge rules school can force RFID chips on students. San Antonio, Texas. And they got Department of Defense cameras watching them. You're a new listener and think that's a joke. Look it up. And they make them wear active RFIDs that track them when they leave the school and on the school buses. Total control, total prisoner training. So that ties into the whole Disney World situation. And there's just mass tyranny. I mean, they're making their move. So understand, if you just go along with the tyranny and say, well, I have nothing to hide, so what? They're going to bring taxes up to about 80%. They're going to bankrupt everybody. They want to break America. This is the total collectivization of the country. 800-259-9231.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Obama is set, according to Biden, to sign an executive order. They will then move towards gun confiscation. They've got more than 11 bills signed or introduced right now in Congress. Thank you for joining us. Weekly Standard is reporting that. We already played the Biden video clip earlier. We'll play it again. CNN is talking about the death of my children. They hope my children don't die, but they do want to shoot me, they said. They want Piers Morgan to kill me, and then Piers Morgan agreed that would be a good idea. If you're a new listener, and I'm not joking, the video's up at InfoWars.com. DrudgeReport.com has it on the left-hand side. And by the way, you did find the Hagman clip of him 2 weeks ago, right? Good job. He was on a couple times. What was the date on that? The 27th. So, like I said, about 2 weeks ago, a little shy 2 weeks ago, he said there's going to be a purge of gun owners, gun leaders are going to be killed, according to his federal source. And his source is real. Believe me, I wish his source wasn't real. And he said the plan is a total takeover, and they're going to use the NDAA to do it. I'm not trying to scare people. If we don't talk about this, it's going to happen. And I've already got plainclothes cops all over my butt when I was in New York. SPF Russian, the number one gun show in the world, 100 million viewers a month, sometimes even more. killed execution style in Georgia at his gun factory, tied up to a chair and shot in the back of the head. It isn't being investigated as a homicide assassination. A bunch of other gun people are being assassinated, run over, cars catching on fire, being shot. It's not good. It is not good. And see, I'm somebody that's had people call up who are listening to my phone lines and tell me what I was talking about to intimidate me. I've been physically attacked. I know people I've interviewed who, I got a big book coming out. It totally double proves the CIA is dealing drugs. And the guy a month later gets shot twice in the head. And the police, Gary Webb, you know, ruled that he shot himself and blew his jaw off and then shot himself again in the head. And they said that's quite normal. Again, I will not commit suicide. And I don't use illegal drugs. Just anything happens to me, I was murdered. I want to get that straight. And just pray for me, folks. But if they do kill me, that's part of God's plan. Now, again, life's a very short thing anyways, and it's a real service to humanity to stand up against tyranny. And so I'm honored. I'm absolutely honored that I'm now the number one enemy. I mean, we're watching MSNBC, CNN back there. I mean, every time we walk back there, we got multiple TVs on. It's Alex Jones, guns. They're all evil. Get them. They're now defending themselves, saying, oh, maybe he should be killed. I mean, it's like... they're just scum. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Jakari Jackson's going to be popping in for about 10 minutes to give us his take on Glenn Beck at the bottom of the hour. Glenn Beck just absolutely has always, for about 7 years, done everything he can behind the scenes and in front of the masses to sabotage me. And I guess he was always just unbelievable what he would do. He admits to other local radio rivals in shock jock stuff back when he was, you know, the big liberal shock jock. And he just absolutely wants me gone. He said I basically shouldn't be on the air. I'm dangerous. I'm a fascist. I'm scum. I'm a liar. That I want a violent revolution when I desperately want the opposite. And he said, I can't be trusted and I'm bad. Definitely trying, because he knows I'm getting on more and more radio stations, to inoculate his listeners and people to not listen to the show. Because we're effective, folks. And, Glenn, I'm not trying to be you, bud. Okay? I'm for real. I'm not playing it safe, Jack. Okay, I never said Ron Paul was a terrorist and his supporters are terrorists and need to have the army, quote, used on him. Ron Paul agreed he's a demagogue in the first hour. I never got up and said there weren't FEMA camps and then put lies out. He said that they didn't buy 1.6 billion bullets. And I said, my gosh, I can't believe he's doing that. It's well known. It's national mainstream news after we broke it. And at the end, he said, now, I may be wrong about all this. Check it out for yourself. I mean, it was so manipulative to cover himself. I mean, wow. And he's there. I mean, you know, he's got a bunch of FBI guys around him. He's totally handled, folks. Totally handled. He said that I said he's a CIA agent. I said there's always been government influence. Glenn Beck's FBI handled. And that's even come out. And it's just, man, look. Enjoy your life long after I'm gone, bro, all right? I really cared about humanity. And people that have discernment know I'm for real. And it doesn't hurt me that you're attacking that I'm a real person and saying I'm a fraud. And it's that you're lying to your good listeners who are good people. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just I got CNN saying I need to be killed. I got them talking about my kids on air cryptically. I got so much stuff going on. And then I see this clip, and I couldn't even watch it all. And then I found out it supposedly went on for hours, just how I'm this evil fascist, that's a quote, and how I'm Van Jones and all this stuff, and how I lie. I don't lie about 9/11. I said, we don't know exactly what happened there. We just know that the government let the hijackers in, and that's been declassified. Mainstream news, look it up. Michael Springman with a whistle, and there were drills of the same thing happening that day. And I said it's going to be used to build Homeland Security to go after constitutionalists, because that was always the plan, and now it's happened. I saw what's sad about this. I saw a clip. I'll go to your calls. I saw a clip of Glenn Beck, because I don't watch his show. I'm too busy, but sometimes I see clips online. And I even meant to play it on air last week. Never got around to it. Most stuff I give to him, we never even get to. And he was talking about how Obama runs al-Qaeda and how they're killing people in Libya and Syria. It was back in October. And how he killed the ambassador to cover something up and how the Turkish ambassador was there to get the missiles. And, of course, it was what we'd all broken a long time ago and put in the news. You know, we forced it out there, and then now mainstream news is covering it. And I was like, wow, he's saying the government runs al-Qaeda, the hijacked government. That's what I said 11 years ago. I mean, it's a fact, bud. And he says he's un-American. He says that the U.S. government blew up the towers. There are all sorts of parasites that get inside animals. You know, if tapeworms are in a dog's stomach, I don't go to the dog and poison it and say the dog is a tapeworm. The U.S. government is full of tapeworms, okay? Tapeworms in the government did this. I mean, can you get that? I know you get that, but you think your audience is stupid. And see, I don't think people are stupid. Let's play the clip one more time, if you just joined us, of them saying on CNN that I need to be shot, and then Piers Morgan agreeing along with Ms. Huntsman. Here it is.
But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
All right. That's enough.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
And again, I'd love to see that. Yeah, I'll wear my brother's uniform. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, we hope your kids don't get killed, Jones. We played that clip a few times already. Hope your kids don't get killed some night. Hope your kids don't get killed some night. And then, oh, we need to shoot you. There's the daughter of the guy that helps go over to China and make sure our media doesn't cover the big slave camps. Let's go ahead and talk to Jared in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I was just curious, if certain guns are outlawed, how do you think that they'll confiscate them? Like, do you think that the government's physically going to come to people's houses that they know have these guns?
No, not in phase one. They're going, and I already knew they'd do this, but I've talked to my sources what the training is. They're going to set up gang checkpoints on the highways. It's already begun all over the country, federally funded, totally illegal. Martial law checkpoint. It'll be martial law slowly implemented. And then they'll say, we got a record, you got these firearms. You'll be like, huh? And, you know, half the time you know how many guns you bought how many years ago, you know, or who you sold to a buddy or what you traded. And then you'll be like, oh, yeah, I got some guns. Well, I thought all right, let's get you out of that vehicle and take you on in. I got you admitting you got those guns. And then they're going to serve a search warrant on your house. And then they're going to, you know, download everything on your computer, plant stuff on you, whatever. That's the new culture. I mean, all the crime labs, all the big ones have been caught framing people. And then they'll tell you, we're going to plea bargain on this. And, you know, or actually, we want you to work as a spy now on other gun owners. And that's just how it works. It's targeting us for political persecution like Jews in Nazi Germany or free market people in Russia. I mean, this is their takeover. This is what it's going to look like. And it's a way to go after everybody. And then they'll pick, like, Mormon breakoff groups they think they can demonize, or groups like the Davidians. And they're going to go out and blow up their churches, burn them down, and say, look, you're going to die if you don't turn your guns in. And so that'll be their plan. And then people will start fighting back. It's guaranteed. Ron Paul agreed in the first hour. We're not happy. We need to stop that. And then the Civil War will begin, and they're just going to say, we're going after everybody. And so that's what they're planning. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but also, do you think that'll be local law enforcement as far as, you know, sheriff's office?
Absolutely. They've got it. Multi-jurisdictional SWAT team people who've been profiled and been found that they'll do whatever they're told. Some will be criminals in the force. Some are just utterly do-rights to do whatever they're told. Others will do it for the paycheck. And then the rest will all be out on patrol writing tickets to little old ladies. That's already set up. They're already doing the training nationwide. They told them be ready in the next 2 months to begin highway checkpoints. And they've already started the highway checkpoints, and they're already going through cars and taking your guns. And you know, they'll selectively, you know, well, Alex Jones has semi-autos he didn't turn in, and, you know, come SWAT team me. And say I made a wrong move. And, you know, it'll be a big bag. I mean, you know, that's what men do, is they kill American patriots. And it'll be like, man, I killed a grizzly bear. Look, I got the big patriot. Look at him. We shot him 5 times. Look at him flop around while I'm bleeding out on the ground. That's how they work. That's how they stomp your brains out like Nazi Germany. That's how they take your wives and break their noses. And that's what they want to do, and put your kids in forced labor camps. They're not going to get away with it.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
And in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Ooh, Lonnie, travel so hard.
It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst of it, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Teddy Roosevelt said that in a speech in Paris, France, the 23rd of April, 1910. There's a full speech there. Type in man in the arena. And that is where this will lead. Drones, secret arrest, torture, that's already on the books. They're trying the police for it. I wanted to debate Alan Dershowitz, who says that whoever they want, they should just be able to grab and torture. And people are like, that is liberal. That is a good idea. Yeah, the government should be able to just disappear you, kill you, torture you. And people are like, man, that's liberal. Yeah, that Alex Jones, he's dangerous. We need to get his guns. Only the government needs guns so we can torture you and kill you. And people, well, that's liberal. They're like, and then the next night they're like, yeah, we ought to kill Alex Jones. Yeah, it'd be really fun to kill him. They're on power trips. Let's go to Secrets of the Fed in New Jersey. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to go into a couple solutions. People always are on here criticizing you that you don't give solutions, which is
really,
kind
I
of
just
absurd.
Said Congress needs to start impeachment now or needs to say you can't sign executive orders taking guns. All I give is solutions. That's armchair quarterbacks, Alex, bitching that I'm in the arena. Go ahead.
Oh, look, I agree with you. And it's funny that you just had that quote from Roosevelt. My father actually had bought that for me when I was a child, and it hung on my wall when I was growing up. But the point is that the solutions is the information. It's up to the listeners to go out and do something with it. For instance, my friends and I, you know, we're listeners, and we decided we needed to take action. We started a Facebook page. We started a website. We've got 140,000 people on our Facebook page. We started this website 4 months ago. We've got 91,000 hits on our website yesterday, and I'm nobody. I'm just some guy.
There you go. Engage the enemy. Exactly. And I'm going to say this. If they shut me up, who's going to take my place? I don't care if they end up destroying me. I'm not happy about it, but I'm committed. I want you guys to know you're leaders. Exactly. We've got to be. These are not boss hogs that just want to run things. These are killers. Don't people, and people are like, I know they're killers. We better bend over. No, no, no. They want to gut this country. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And the point is that every piece of information is a bullet. And unless you go out there and use that bullet, the information, you know, this is a metaphor here. But unless you go out and use that information and pass it along, it's worthless. This is a tool. Either you're going to end up spreading information now or shedding blood later. So it's up to us to go out and do that. Beyond that, when it comes to guns, the solution is very simple. I remember when I brought home my first pistol, the 357 Magnum. I showed it to my wife, and she got so scared she went and hid behind the door. Little did she know that the door wasn't going to do much to block the 357, but she was terrified of the thing. So I brought her to the range, and next thing you know, her Facebook picture is her at the range. People enjoy shooting, and the solution...
And there's 160 million of us. If we convert one more person, we win. That's why they want them now. That's why they had to advertise the schools as the places to kill people and use their Prozac heads to do it.
Yep. Next time you go to the range, bring someone who is on the fence about guns or someone who's never shot a gun before, and I guarantee you, 99% of those people are going to be enthusiasts and ask you when's the next
time. Look how they try to convert people to communism and collectivism to get them under their control. We've got to convert them to liberty. God bless you. Great points, my friend. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, brother.
How are you today?
It's all happening. I'm not too happy, actually.
It is. Listen, I listened to that broadcast the other night, and I thought you did an excellent job, and I actually listened to more of it after you got off, and the misquotes and stuff that they were doing are just amazing.
No, they said things that I never said, and they repeated them over and over again. And then they said I should have my guns taken. I'm dangerous. When the next night they said I should be killed.
And not only said that, but they said you were basically crazy, and all your listeners were too.
It's amazing. And then they said that I said Bush was responsible for 9/11, but I said criminal elements working with Al-Qaeda were. And they know that, and it's just that's what they do. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I want to give you an announcement that came on the radio yesterday from FEMA.
Tell you what, I've got to go to Jakari Jackson. Stay on hold like 10 more minutes. He's only in here for a quick report. Then I'm going to go back to you and the other callers, 800-259-9231. Yeah, we've had our phones getting FEMA override messages. They're testing everything.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
By the way, I had the shipping department back there with all the great products we carry at InfoWarsStore.com go, hey, Alex, you know you're not been selling a lot of stuff the last few weeks because you don't plug anything. And I've refused all these on-air live sponsors. Most talk show hosts, you know, every segment are plugging things. That's where they're really making their money. And it's true. I say I need money to hire more reporters, make films, crews, have contests. I'm just so focused tunnel vision, I'm not even plugging stuff. Despite that, we have 100,000 copies of these. We're down to 2,000 copies of the first issue of 2013, a little over 2,000. Weldon was telling me this morning, you can buy them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost to give to people. Big color, glossy magazine. 2013, the year America dies with a question mark, with the whole agenda to take your guns, executive orders to ban your guns. Very powerful. It's like a big colored booklet, like the pamphleteers, the founding fathers, to give people to wake them up, to hand out at your dental office, to hand out at your barber shop, whatever. You can buy 10 copies for $14, 100 copies for even less per capita. And when you get a subscription, people are like, it's $59 for 12 issues. They don't let you send these media mail. It's like $2.40 to mail each magazine. So close to half the cost is just the shipping. Then there's the handling. We sell these. Not that it's bad to make money. We sell the subscriptions, $59.95 for 12 of these, at cost. It's at our cost. Now, I do intend to get enough subscribers to make it profitable because then I want to syndicate it and have local InfoWars magazines that are part national content, part local, because we knew tyranny was coming in. We want to get these established, these magazines in different sectors, so the fight can continue and so these newspapers can become newsrooms of the future with physical copies that are also on the Internet. As print goes out, we go in because there'll be a vacuum there, and it's proven. So it's already very successful. I want you to get the magazines at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, speaking of profit, we don't make much of one because it's such a good deal. The best deal out there on ProPure water filters, they had completely sold out what the factory had produced. I'm the biggest distributor. I mean, I'm almost the entire operation because we sell so many. They've got more now. And they're stainless steel. They blow away the competition, side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you do purchase them there, you get 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com, and the profit does go into our operation. When you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see the nightly news, you get 10 extra memberships for the price of one. One username and passcode can be used by 11 people, you and 10 others. That's less than 59 cents per person per month. That pays for the bandwidth. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com, the true future of the Internet. Okay? Pre-Glenn Beck, everything we do for over a decade, he rips off and copies. And that's why he's always been trying to keep me off Fox. I found out he'd want me on there when I came to be a guest once. He's throwing a fit. And I was told by other Fox hosts, oh, my gosh, Glenn Beck tells people he won't have him on the show, that you know you shouldn't go on his show. I mean, he goes around to everybody. I even know the names of prominent people who've told me this. And if Beck ever challenges me, you know, some of them didn't even say I couldn't say it, but I still have it because I don't want to create a controversy. I don't sit up here speaking of that. The point is get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I don't get up here and attack Glenn Beck, except that when I have seen things like him come out and say, FEMA camps are real. I'm going to expose them. This is 3 years ago. And I went, that guy's always said they don't exist, and I predicted. And I waited until a few days before so it wouldn't be me shaping their show because I knew from insiders he had like five guys watching everything I do. When you go to his website, it's our stories rewritten. I mean, most of them. I mean, what he charges for his online TV, what he does, the truth lives here, all of it. And then I've talked to the insiders. I've talked to multiple people over and over again about, man, Glenn Beck doesn't like you. Sponsors, everybody. I mean, he's, you know, Rush Limbaugh isn't out to get me. Michael Savage isn't out to get me. I mean, I wish them well. I don't agree with everything they say or do, but they're at least pro-gun and, you know, constitutionalists at some level. I mean, I'm not. But I found out Glenn Beck would do stuff like, he admits this, like call up the other shock jock when he was a liberal talk show host, you know, 15 years ago or so, and say, I'm glad your wife had a miscarriage. I read those reports. And just really nasty stuff. I mean, he's a demon. He's a demon. And the thing is, he covers a lot of good stuff. He's gotten better over the years. So every time I want to, I saw him in a video last week saying the government runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, and it's horrible. Well, I mean, yeah, we know that. We've been saying it for 2 years. Then he says, I'm a traitor because I say elements in the government run Al-Qaeda. And I have all these historians and experts on. And then I hate America, and then I'm a fascist, and just on and on and on. And the issue is, my uncle said, I don't want to hear about Glenn Beck ever again. I can't stand him. Well, he moved to Texas. He goes around all the people I get on my show that live here in Texas and talks trash about me. It's just ongoing, and I'm sick of it. And now he knows we're gaining all these affiliates as he loses affiliates. We're rising while he's falling, which I don't. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars. He'll be able to reach people on TV, but he's announced, I'm the libertarian leader. I'm the libertarian talk show host. I'm the cutting edge. I've got reporters all over the world like we do. I've got the reporters. And it's my model, which I haven't had the time or energy to even fully deploy. And I'm watching this guy who rips me off for everything, and I wouldn't care if he was a good guy. Because necessity is the mother of invention. The greatest form of flattery is imitation. I wouldn't care if it wasn't so personal. And if he didn't do dirty tricks constantly and edit what I say and misconstrue and do horrible things. And if he wasn't that cynical, fake, snot-nosed type like Piers Morgan, who is into how they're smart and you're dumb and they're manipulating, and then he says, I'm doing that. Buddy, I got a good brain about how the world works, but there's not a bunch of calculation once I decide what direction I'm going. I'm more like a rhinoceros. So don't sit there and claim I'm some oily, shifty person. I make mistakes, but they're not on purpose. You say, I'm not a conservative. You're right. I'm a constitutionalist. Because the word conservative doesn't mean anything today. It means Mitt Romney? Okay, I'm not that. You know, they say, I'm so right-wing, I'm left. All this baloney. Man, I'm for justice. I'm against killing kids with drones who are innocent. I'm against warrantless wiretapping. The left claimed they were all against that when they're all part of the same thing to get into power. I realize that, too. So, when Bush is in, I'm called a communist. And when Obama's in, I'm called a right-winger or a fascist. And Beck said almost exactly what Piers Morgan said. I'm dangerous. It's bad I have a big audience. On and on and on. After saying I had no audience. And he said that I was lying about 1.6 million bullets. But then at the end, he went, now, I may be wrong about all this. You can see the little guy's been talking to lawyers. Better check out what I said, man. That's like, this is a work of fiction. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I say, check out what I said to see it for yourself. Don't just believe me. And that's my old saying that he says all the time. Just, it's like listening to myself, but twisted. He admits it, too, by the way. They talked to insiders. It was in the New York Magazine article. Oprah Winfrey, Alex Jones. It's kind of a fusion of those two. Fake emotionalism. And let me tell you why I know Glenn Beck's really bad. Because, again, he's going after me to tell his audience, don't listen to him. He's dangerous. He's bad. I'll tell you why he's doing this. Because he's so cynical and so worldly and so, and I hope he's got a good side. Every time I hope, I just see the nastiness. That he said he was going blind from macular degeneration. I've had Dr. Blaylock, all these brain surgeons, neurosurgeons, optometrists on, that aspartame is wood alcohol-based. It breaks down into that. Wood alcohol makes you go blind. It causes macular degeneration. It starts dissolving the cornea and the nerve connections. And so I wrote an article saying, hey, Glenn, you're asking for sympathy, and you're out, you know, at this rehabilitation center for weeks and all this. I said, Glenn, man, stop drinking Diet Coke. I see you every time on your show with one. And he makes a big deal out of it. And he attacked me and told me I was a joke and scum. I mean, look, Glenn Beck knows that's bad. He talks about eugenics. No one talked about that. I put it on the map. I'm not even proud of that. I'm just trying to warn people. So in a way, it's good he's ripping us off. But the problem is he's doing it so he can control the movement and be a gatekeeper. That's the issue. And he's doing it at a time when the enemy is coming against me and calling for me to be shot on CNN last night. And I'm being followed around by folks and harassed. I mean, folks, I'm Alex Jones. We even got some video. Do shout out to these guys going like this and turning up against walls when we come by. I mean, all over the place. You walk in the hotel, there they are. It's like, what in Hades is going on? I mean, this is real. They're on TV saying I ought to be shot. And this guy doesn't even want me to say when Matt Drudge, he had a story up yesterday about the EU documenting it's killing people and make them go blind and how they may ban it. Actually, something reasonable going on. Even though the EU is a tyranny, some of their bureaucrats know it's really bad. It's in most products now. It's in over 10,000 I know of. And to make a long story short here, Drudge had another story up yesterday just warning people. Just, hey, oh, by the way, look, they're admitting this is hurting you. Just a normal thing. Hey, by the way, don't drink antifreeze. I mean, it's spiritual sickness. And again, people are always sending me emails or comments. Team up with Glenn Beck. And I don't try to say anything about him. Because I know, because I hear from listeners, every week or so he's making snide remarks. And you know, it doesn't get to me at an ego level. It hurts me to know that he is to take over. That's his job, is to be the patriot. He's the guy we're all supposed to go to. And I just hope if something happens to me, folks, that other leaders stand up and spring up and are out there. That's what I try to do with reporters and others that are here, is that we just can't let them have these Judas goats. And you can look at anybody and say, hey, they're a Judas goat, they're a Judas goat. I've been accused of that. But with Glenn Beck, man, I mean, he said Ron Paul supporters want to blow up buildings and the army should be used against them. If you're like, I never heard that, just search it. You know, use the army on Ron Paul supporters. Ron Paul says he's a demagogue. I mean, at key points when he was about to win primaries, he came out and said, Ron Paul, people are liberals. They want to blow up buildings like Oklahoma City. I mean, and he's just really duplicitous. And now he says he is Ron Paul. And he's our leader. Well, I'm not your leader, and neither is Glenn Beck. You've got to be your leader to turn this around. Jakari Jackson, we've got this clip that, I mean, tell us your view on this, because we were talking about this morning, and you could break down the video clip. What's your take on this, and tell us what clip's coming up here?
Well, this is a clip from the Glenn Beck Show. I don't normally watch Glenn Beck. The guys here at the office said, hey, check this out. And so I took a look at it, and it's, like I said, I never watched the show, but it's what I expected to see. It's just Alex Jones is bad. He talked about your visit on Piers Morgan. And they said, here's this guy, Alex Jones, going on Piers Morgan. At first, they didn't want to mention you by name. Then one of the guys slipped up and said, Alex Jones. You know, Glenn Beck was referring you to another guy, that crazy guy, that fascist, that whatever. This guy who shreds the Constitution or something.
This deceiver.
Yeah. He stands on a mountain of lies and says he's pro-Constitution. Then he says he's, you know, debunked FEMA camps and all these other things, you know. Forgot to put, you know, he.
I mean, we have all the bills. We have all the name of it, Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, Civilian Internment Facilities, Emergency Internment Facilities, the Executive Orders, the Army Manuals.
Right.
And I sent all that kind of stuff to him during his month-long investigation 3 years ago.
Right. But it's a hit piece. You know, people do what they do. And, you know, he had his guys there with him. They're laughing about, you know, you and how you hang out with Charlie Sheen. One of the guys tried to do an Alex impression and actually, you know, I guess he was saying he wanted to have some type of sexual.
Well, they didn't say it. Well, they said before that I must have, you know, had been doing something with him in the shower, which is obvious. I can own him for that. But whatever. And the point is, I knew Charlie Sheen before he went back into drugs. He'd been off drugs for over a decade.
Right.
Really smart guy. And I went out to L.A. quite a bit, you know, to be on TV shows and stuff. And I just, you know, obviously I went out there when he was getting off drugs. He was pretty wild. Right. The media was saying he didn't go to the hospital for a hernia. And I had seen him when he'd come back from surgery.
Right.
He'd been out swimming. I said, man, I've seen you. You know, I've seen your hernia. Mm-hmm. And they go, yeah, in the shower with him, having sex, you know.
Yeah,
they didn't
yeah.
say this yesterday. They said it before. And again, this is the type of bizarreness that goes on from these people. Let's go ahead and play. Did you get it all in there where I'm a fascist and all this?
Oh, yeah. It's about a minute long, but I think I got everything in there that they said.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to that clip right now. Here it is.
Piers Morgan, whose clear agenda is gun control. And what's his face, whose clear agenda is the government is out of control, which it is. Alex Jones is using this so he can be more popular and more people will talk about him. So now they immediately books the madman. This is how they want every Tea Partier to seem like that guy, the screaming moron, the fat moron.
I think
guy
he is psycho.
I don't know what he is, except a conspiracy theorist. You cannot say I'm for the Constitution and declare it standing on a mountain of deceit. That sounds like the ravings of a fascist. I'm not the FEMA camp guy.
Wow.
This guy's a real danger.
Wow.
This is the guy who was convincing 50% of Democrats that George W. Bush was responsible for bringing down the World Trade Center.
And if you don't agree with him, you don't just disagree, you're in on it.
He is a really he's a really spooky guy.
No, I'm somebody who's been spooked by evil and who's standing up as best I can and just asking God to give me guidance. And I'm in the arena. And Glenn, you were a liberal shock jock guy that had wars with all the other talk shows in every city you were in. You've admitted it. Man, I'm not in some war with you, bud. Okay, I want to try to be a friend, but I've watched you. I've been told, man, Glenn Beck tells people that he won't have them on if they ever have you on. And you're told this four or five times, and then you're at Fox, and they go, Glenn Beck's throwing a fit. You can't come on.
Interesting that he, just like Piers Morgan did, it wasn't about the issues. It wasn't about the things you're talking about, like the 1.6 billion bullets. It's that Alex Jones said it. And we didn't have time to put it in that clip, but he says, if you got that story from InfoWars, it must not be true that there's 1.6 billion bullets being bought by the government. And so on. Same thing with Piers Morgan. You know, he has you on the show, and it's not about, you know, gun rights and this and that. It's about being deported, which, you know, yeah, it is something you are a part of. But the larger issue is gun rights in this country, and he completely ignores that and just, why do you want to deport me? Why do you want to deport me? And even said it at the beginning of the interview with Piers.
We got a bunch of foreigners telling us what to do. Nobody put up with this.
Right.
Obviously, you're not getting deported. I told him that before the show. I said, nobody's going to deport you. It's to point out you're here telling us what to do. and nobody else would put up with that. Exactly. And then he goes back into it on the show. But my issue is, if you watch the whole clip of them, they are freaked out and upset that I'm in the media.
Right.
And again, this isn't some big breakthrough for us. This is a great time of danger. Mm-hmm. We already had a giant audience when Piers Morgan goes, you have a huge audience, you have too much power, you're dangerous. Glenn Beck says the exact same thing.
Right.
You said George Bush blew this up. When I said government knew about it, government opened the doors for these people, government's running Al-Qaeda today. I should get an apology from Glenn Beck. But they're trying to get conservatives to hear me and go, well, everything he says must be bad. Because if we get aggressive, we win.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how the so-called left is always aggressive with us.
Right.
But then we're not supposed to go, hey, man, stop lying and saying you don't want my guns. The bills are introduced, Morgan.
Right. Just when Piers Morgan, he had Larry Pratt on. He was yelling at him, calling him stupid and all this and that. And when he's, you know, when you're there, he's sitting there all calm and collected. Then the next night he's like, oh, I just let Alex Jones make fun of me and yell at me and stuff. And even I had to make a joke about it last night when I did the intro for the tonight, the nightly news show. And I said that Piers Morgan's master strategy was to sit there while you threw facts at him and say nothing. You know, that was his master strategy. And then the next night, of course, once you're gone, you're back here in Texas. Then he comes out, Alex Jones this and Alex Jones that.
Well, what's amazing about the Glenn Beck bullet quote, we'll have to play that tomorrow. We don't have time. I'll take a few calls after this. Is that, you know, you see the deception. He's going, oh, somebody brought it to me. And I'm like, oh, that guy, that's all lies. Mm-hmm. And then later he's like, it might even be true, but you can't believe it. And then later, oh, don't, I might be wrong. Check it. Because he knows absolutely well there's links to the federal government admitting it. But he's going to sit there and say, I'm a liar.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214, 866-716-5214, afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Take your calls, and I'm going to go debate. fake liberal authoritarian Tom Hartman on his radio show and a bunch of other stuff. You know, I have to get myself right with God and realize just how serious all this is. And that's what I mean. It's very sick to watch people engage in media tricks against their audience. It just disgusts me. It's like I don't even hate Glenn Beck or Piers Morgan or that Daily Beast guy saying I should be killed. I hate the hypocrisy that I'm the bad guy while they're lying about me and saying I should be killed. Jakari, before we take a few calls here in this segment and the next, any other points you'd like to add?
Well, just, you know, we were watching the Piers Morgan last night, me and some of the guys here at the studio, and I couldn't believe just, you know, the clip you've been playing. This guy says, yeah, we should kill Alex Jones, and they're going to spin it and say, oh, we were joking about it. But if you said something like that, it'd be some big story about, oh, look at this evil gun guy. It's just like with the NRA after the Sandy Hook. People said, hey, go kill the NRA, and that's perfectly fine.
Well, we think the cops were all over us, not so much for intimidation now, but because they were scared. They're like, oh, Alex Jones is coming. You know, what's going to happen? It's just like, come on, man. You guys, I know you think it's tough to be authoritarians. It's bad. It'll destroy the country. It'll, even if you're evil, it will destroy productivity.
Right.
I mean, we've gone down this road. This is bad for the enforcers. I mean, do you guys really want to play dictator?
I think they do. That's exactly what
I mean. It's a nightmare. And I'm thinking, you know, the thing is, I could be a selfish person, shut up, play along, leave the country, whatever, mm-hmm. and survive. My spirit can't let me, Jakari.
Right.
My flesh says, man, don't do this, but my spirit's in control. It's like, you're going to do it.
Right.
You're going all the way. And then to have some sniveling usurper liar say that I am a deceiver makes me angry. You work behind the scenes here. Are we trying to deceive people?
No, we're not trying to deceive people. I mean, I don't know Glenn Beck's agenda. I don't know Piers Morgan's agenda. But what we do here, what this is real. This is
that came out 3 weeks before it all started. I said, right. You're coming for our guns.
Right, and we've been telling people forever that they want your guns, that Obama wants your guns. But, you know, even though he's saying it in debates, in these different forums, people didn't want to believe it. And now it's coming all out. And it's that shift. It was, they're not coming for your guns, and now you shouldn't care that they're coming for your guns.
And we're going to kill Alex, but that's nice, too.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
And, well, I mean, they're always talking about how they want to put us in forced labor camps and stuff.
Right.
Belafonte's like, well, what else can Obama do? Put his detractors in camps? I mean, and then I've got the bills, and I've got the orders, and Beck's like, that doesn't exist. Alex is bad. Right. I'm willing to come up here, folks, and tell you what's going on. Have you been on the Army.mil and seen the FEMA camp documents for yourself?
I've seen it.
I mean, they just hope you don't go look it up, folks.
I mean, it's all out there in your face. All you have to do is look for it. I mean,
they're now announcing gang checkpoints all over the country.
We reported on that.
Where you pull up and they search your car.
Right.
Go and take your shirt off. I want to see if you're a gang member. Well, got any guns in here?
Right.
That's martial law, boys and girls.
All the while, they can give you a cavity search, you and everybody in your vehicle using the same glove?
Yeah. Again, a cavity search is obviously illegal.
Right.
Unless it's an emergency. Now, it's we're going to do it all. And they're just like, and the DPS is like, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about see what we can get away with.
People just won't stand up to it because they believe.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, because they believe these other guys that even though you're physically being assaulted, that doesn't exist. The FEMA camp doesn't exist. The cavity checks roadside don't exist because we say it doesn't exist.
Now the NSA's like, yeah, we're listening to all of you that warrant. Shut up.
Right.
You're a kook because you don't like it. I thought I was a kook because I said it was going on.
Yeah.
See, we're not good guys now that we're right. We're even worse, Jakari.
The NSA told me I was crazy. I could find their place on a Google map. So I'm crazy for it. I can.
Yeah, you're there at an admitted NSA base. It's in the papers. And they're like, this isn't an NSA base.
I'm like, you're across the street from a Walmart, man. What are you doing out here? And the guy was like, I asked the guy, Alex. I said, what is this place? He's like, I can't tell you what this place is. I was like, man, I found on a Google map. This is an NSA base. And the guy, I can't confirm or deny that, sir.
It's all part of a big joke. I mean, they're putting cancer viruses on our vaccines. Glenn Beck's going blind from aspartame. And I try to help him, and he says I'm the devil for it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.